you always say.
Bugs Bunny knew what he was talking about. Cleanliness is next to godliness, and singing in the bathtub, as Guy Lombardo used to sing back in the 1920s, is wonderful compared to singing in the shower, which is an awful pain because singing in the shower is like singing in the rain. Va'omar mahi. I'm sorry, pusik hey. Zachariah Perik, hey, pusik hey. Hey, hey. Va'yetze ha-malach ha-dover bi va'yomer elai. And the malach who was speaking to me came forth, and he said to me again. Notice that in the first vision, the vision of the flying scroll, it said, I returned. But now this time, the malach came forth. So I don't know if there's a difference in the way whether the malach is the one coming forth, whether it's the Navi who's the one going towards the malach. That's something probably worth investigating. But the malach came out, or he approached me, came forth, Vayomer Eli, and he said to me, Sono Enecho Re'e, Maha Yotzeis Hazos. Lift up your eyes and see what this is, or who this is, or this other object that is approaching. So a flying scroll is not enough. Now you're seeing something else. Va'omar Mahi. And I said, what is it? Because again, our man Zachariah doesn't know what it is right away without being clued in by the Malach. This is very interesting too, because we've seen a lot of Nebuos from a lot of different Nevi'im. Certainly in Treyasar, before that in Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, and Yechezkel. We rarely have seen so much confusion on the part of the Navi, not knowing what he's seeing. And I wonder, and this is all purely me wondering, I don't hear this in any of the Mefarshim, I haven't seen it anywhere, but as the time of Nebuah is coming to its conclusion, as the time of Nevi'im is coming to its end, is it a little harder, is it a little more opaque for us to try to understand what we are being shown? And I said, what is it? Vayomer, zos ha'efa ha'yotzeis. And he said, this is the efa that is coming forth. So what does it mean, the efa? So it's a sort of epha which they measure. Epha is a common unit of measurement. But Rashi is going to tell us that this is a woman in a bathtub, a figure of a woman in a tub representing those who sin by cheating in weights and measures. The Hebrew word for a bathtub is an epha. And there's obviously a meaning to that, otherwise the same word wouldn't be used. Vayomer zos einam b'chol ha'aretz. And he said, this is the punishment of those whose eye gazes out in all of the land. So Radak says, Zos Einam means Hashem sees their sins. Ibn Ezra says, Zos Einam, everybody's going to get to see their sins. God's going to reveal their private sins to the public. Ask that guy Swalwell out in California, what happens when your private affairs become very, very public indeed? So their guilt. The Pshita actually reads, one of the Pshatim says, Zos Avonam. Not Einam, but Avonam. This is their guilt. This is their chet. Rashi says she symbolizes the sinners who are using their eyes to look at the whole land to steal from it with greed. So the woman in this bathtub represents wickedness, as I suppose a woman in a bathtub out there in public might. It does not seem to be sexualized in any way. We are talking simply about a physical person in a tub who is contemplating Avera and who commits Averos, but not in the other metaphors that we've seen in so many of the earlier Nevi'im, where Klal Yisrael was the wanton woman who had no shame. Maybe there's an issue of shame here too. You're at your most private moment when you're bathing. You're not trying to look attractive. You're not trying to take selfies, but you're in a very private moment in a very private spot. And if you are a wicked person and that privacy is violated in a manner of speaking and everything becomes public, that is the most shame that perhaps somebody who commits sins undercover can undergo, is to have everything revealed. I will never forget Anthony Weiner who was that governor the governor of New Jersey? His name escapes me. But when their peccadilloes became publicized, they were truly deeply ashamed. They sort of couldn't cope with and couldn't recover from how shameful their acts were. And in the case of the governor McGreevy, the governor of New Jersey, it wasn't even that he had been doing things with underage people. He wasn't committing crimes, but it was just the humiliation was total and complete. So the woman in the tub represents a variety of sin that is coveting everything around them. Zion, v'hine kikar oferes nises. And behold, a talent of lead or a disc of lead was lifted. So there was a cover on top of the tub. V'zos isha achas yoshevis b'socho eifon. Here's the woman. The woman is there under the lead covering in the middle of the eifon, in the middle of the tub. This is, Zagrashi, this is the derech of rishus. This is the way of wickedness. That you are in the middle. It's a kind of very interesting thing. They are placed in the midst of the eifa, of the wickedness itself, to be punished in that very measure that they meted out, midah keneged midah. So being inside a tub, your entire body is contained within. And if the tub is chet, and you are a sinful person, you are in a sense submerged in the sinfulness of who you are, of your identity and your actions and your attitudes and your desires. And so you deport yourself by being in the middle of your own chet. Radak connects it to the wickedness of the Aseres HaShvatim, of the 10 tribes, who put up golden calves and introduced Baal worship. We remember Omri, we remember Achav, we remember all of the Avodah Zarah that Yerovam ben Nevat is considered to be responsible for. And so all of this is part of the sinner and the sin. And so within the bathtub is the woman that exemplifies this ideal of sin, or the opposite of ideal, depth of sin. And she's got a lot to answer for.